think his first hit was in, I think, 77 or 78. And I remember the first time I heard Soft and Wet. It's like, wow, who is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was told he played all of his instruments. And, you know, he was just a dear friend of mine, as a matter of fact, was trying to sign him for management of him. And that was Ray Parker Jr. of Ghostbuster fame. And he was telling me, this guy is so prolific that he said he'll go in the studio at 8 o'clock and come out in the morning at 7 with 3 songs finished. And I couldn't believe that. He said that he knows what he wants when he goes in, that he works that fast. He's just amazing. And you know, his influence obviously is just so immense, you know, just not just across the U.S., of course, but all around the world. This guy was just different. He just brought something different. That whole Minneapolis sound that he ushered in, that he presented to the world, just influenced music for decades to come.
And if you thought you knew when he started out, when you heard some of his initial music, if you thought you knew what his sound would be over the span of his career, you were sadly mistaken.
He had a lot in him. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you think he's going left, he's going right. Crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just one of those free spirits, like a David Bowie, someone that refused to be put in a box.
Yeah, rough year for the music industry, indeed.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I hung out with Prince and David Bowie one night at Paisley Park, a little tiny private party. It was probably a dozen of us. And it was just, you know, to have lost both of them now is just really heartbreaking, to lose such free spirits like this.